latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines, and Pep Guardiola defended his selection and refused to blame individuals after City suffered a shock loss to Crystal Palace on Saturday. Premier League champions were stunned as the Eagles came from behind to win 3-2 at the Etihad Stadium and leave City trailing leaders Liverpool by 4 points at Christmas. City boss Guardiola had opted to start with a key pair Sergio Aguero and Kevin De Bruyne on the bench, while John Stones played in midfield in the absence of Fernandinho. Well, Guardiola said, "Normally the selection when you win, I am a genius, and when they win, the selection is not good. I accept that role, but I don't know what would happen if Kevin or Sergio started. Dino is injured. Yesterday he felt that problem, but John played so good in midfield at Leicester, and I want to give him another option for the long balls. They are a strong team in the air." Well, Guardiola added, "We decided to put him in there and he played good, except one ball. I admire and give credit to people who try to adapt to positions they are not used to." So City now, for the first time, face a real uphill battle to win the Premier League title and retain the crown that they won last year. Liverpool are 4 points ahead going into the rest of the busy festive period. Still a long way to go, but certainly the defeat against Crystal Palace would have sent one or two shockwaves through the club. Meanwhile, Isco is plotting a move again. The Real Madrid ace is on the radar of Manchester City. If Real sign Chelsea's Eden Hazard, it's thought they will let Isco go, and Manchester City are rumoured to be showing a very strong interest.